Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, demonstrated exemplary methods for seeking counsel and making decisions, reflecting wisdom, inclusivity, and adherence to divine guidance. His approach ensured that decisions were made thoughtfully and with consideration for the community's welfare. Key methods and principles: consultation, shura, example. The Quran explicitly instructs believers to consult each other in their affairs, and those who have responded to their Lord and established prayer and whose affair is determined by consultation among themselves. Quran 42:38. Implementation. The Prophet regularly practiced consultation, known as shura, with his companions. He sought their opinions on various matters, including during significant events like the Battle of Uhud, where he consulted with the companions about whether to fight within the city or go out to face the enemy. The majority favored going out, and the Prophet respected their opinion, showcasing the value of collective decision-making. Seeking divine guidance. Example, the Prophet frequently sought Allah's guidance through prayer, especially istikhara, a specific prayer for seeking guidance. Implementation. Istikhara prayer is a means for Muslims to seek Allah's help in making decisions. The Prophet taught this prayer to his companions, encouraging them to rely on divine wisdom when facing important choices. If any one of you intends to do something, he should offer a 2-rakat prayer rather than the obligatory prayer and say, "O Allah, I seek your guidance in making a choice by virtue of your knowledge, and I seek ability by virtue of your power, and I ask you of your great bounty." Sahih Bukhari. Delegation and empowerment. Example, the Prophet, peace be upon him, empowered his companions by delegating responsibilities and trusting their judgment. Implementation. For instance, during the expedition to Mecca, the Prophet, peace be upon him, appointed Zayd bin Haritha as the leader, followed by Ja'far bin Abi Talib and Abdullah bin Rawaha if the former fell. This not only showed his trust in their abilities but also ensured continuity and stability in leadership. Sahih Bukhari. Personal reflection and pondering. Example, the Prophet, peace be upon him, often took time for personal reflection and contemplation, especially in the cave of Hira before the revelation began. Implementation. Even after prophethood, the Prophet, peace be upon him, maintained moments of seclusion and reflection, particularly during the last 10 days of Ramadan when he would perform itikaf, seclusion in the mosque. This practice underscores the importance of personal reflection in making sound decisions. Balanced consideration of options. Example, the Prophet, peace be upon him, weighed the pros and cons of different options, considering their short-term and long-term impacts. Implementation. An example of this is the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, accepted terms that seemed unfavorable to the Muslims initially. However, his foresight and strategic thinking led to long-term benefits, including the eventual peaceful conquest of Mecca. Sahih Muslim. Inclusive decision-making. Example, the Prophet, peace be upon him, included people from various backgrounds and statuses in his decision-making process. Implementation. During the construction of the mosque in Medina, the Prophet, peace be upon him, involved all Muslims, regardless of their social status, fostering a sense of unity and collective ownership. Sahih Bukhari. Wisdom and benefits. Fostering unity and trust. By practicing shura, the Prophet, peace be upon him, fostered a sense of unity and trust among his companions. This approach ensured that everyone felt valued and included in the decision-making process, strengthening communal bonds. Ensuring divine approval, seeking Allah's guidance through istikhara ensured that decisions were in harmony with divine wisdom. This practice highlights the importance of aligning personal choices with spiritual principles. Building leadership and responsibility. Delegation and empowerment built leadership skills and a sense of responsibility among the companions. This prepared them to take on significant roles in the future, ensuring the stability and growth of the Muslim community. Conclusion. Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, methods for seeking counsel and making decisions provide a comprehensive framework that combines divine guidance, collective wisdom, and strategic thinking. His approach highlights the importance of inclusivity, reflection, and seeking Allah's help in all matters. By following his example, Muslims can make informed, just, and balanced decisions that benefit both individuals and the community as a whole.